Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Terry Law. I heard a story not long ago of a man who was touring in Europe back in the 19th century. And he came to a city that was famous because in the cathedral of the city, there was a beautiful pipe organ, one of the most beautiful organs that had ever been created by the artistry of man. And the man walked into the building, and he asked the caretaker, it was during the week, and he asked the caretaker if the man would allow him to play on the organ. The caretaker said, "I'm sorry, sir, but we don't allow anyone to touch the organ of this church except the church organist." And he begged with him, he said, "Please, I've heard so much about it, I'd only like to play just for a moment, just for a minute, let me play." So the caretaker finally said, "All right, but just for a moment." And he stepped back and watched as the man sat down at the console of the organ, pulled out the stops, let his fingers move across the keys, and the caretaker stood transfixed to the spot by some of the most beautiful music he'd ever heard in his life. He didn't stop him after a minute. He let him play as long as he wanted. And when it was all done, he walked up to the man and said, "Sir, why didn't you tell me you could play the organ like that? What is your name?" The man said, "My name is Mendelssohn." And the caretaker stepped back and said, "To think that the master was here, and I almost didn't let him play on the organ." Maybe we could say that about this great Wednesday night praise service tonight, to think that the master is here. And as the musicians on this stage perform and play and sing from the bottom of their hearts, we want you to enter in. We want it all to be a symphony of praise unto God. A time of entertainment, yes. A time of enjoyment, yes. But most of all, a time of spiritual uplifting and praise. The Bible says that the Lord dwells in the praises of His people. We all know that fact. And tonight, we in Living Sound, and I'm sure Andre Crouch and the disciples would say the same thing. We want you to feel free to enter in, to clap your hands, to get noisy if you want, to praise the Lord. And we're just going to have a great, big, beautiful time in Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome the Living Sound.
Thank you very much.
We're so happy that every one of you are here to enjoy this time with us tonight. We've come in Living Sound from many parts of the world, from many parts of the United States, and we feel like we're going to have a great time this evening with the Lord. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord, and we're going to have just a tremendous time. We have some friends in the audience as well from different parts of the world, from Africa, from different parts of the United States, from other parts of the world. And I feel like if we go away from this great Wednesday evening praise service not having felt something in our lives, not having felt something in our hearts, then perhaps we have wasted our time. So join with us, get involved with us, latch on to something that will be sung or said tonight, and let's go away with something. As Living Sound come to sing again, please welcome him back as I sing the Godspell medley.
Candlestick ain't much good without a wick.
Very much ORU and Tulsa to be kind of central in my life in so many ways. And it seems like no matter how far away we go, still people ask us, if you come from Tulsa, you must be from Oral Roberts University. And we have to say, well, we were students there, some of us, several years ago. You know, I thank the Lord for the witness in the community and throughout the world that Tulsa has, because it seems that so many places, there are so many works of God that are coming out of the city of Tulsa. I'm thankful that in my life I learned so many things here, and I'm still learning about those things. One of the most grateful things that I have in my life is the presence of knowing that Jesus has paid for my sickness. 2 days ago I woke up and I thought, oh boy, I just can't believe it. We spent the last week down in Big Springs, Texas, and down in there. We were very, very busy in high schools and in counseling. Had a wonderful time, and the Lord did a lot of things there. But, you know, I was just kind of tired. And when I got back here to Tulsa, I just kind of, you know, everything kind of, I started to rest. And the next day I got up and I thought, oh, no. I had this pain across my back that was like I experienced when I had pneumonia one time. And I thought, Lord, there is just no way. There is no way. I don't have time for this. I mean, if you could take time to be sick. I didn't have time to be sick. So I just talked to the Lord out loud. And you know, I said, Lord, you know that in Matthew, the 8th chapter, it says that you took my infirmities and you bear my sicknesses. So I'm asking you to bear my sicknesses now because you've already paid the price. So I turned it over to you. And I got dressed and went about the day. You know, it wasn't very long before I felt completely healed physically. It wasn't just a matter of confession. But I'm so thankful that Jesus paid the price for all that we need. The Bible says that in him was light, and that light was the life of men. We'd like to sing about that light.
Since you came into my life, I couldn't ask for anything more. When all my faith had ceased to be, you came along and you rescued me. Lord, you've really been good to me, and I really want to thank you. I just want to thank you. Lord, you've really been good to me, and I really want to thank you. I just want to thank you.
Lord, you've been my
getting small, you came along so that I wouldn't fall.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Well, praise the Lord. It's really good to be here. Sure is a lot of you. I thank God that I'm a Christian, and I give everything back to Him, and I couldn't do nothing with Him. In fact, I can't do some things too good with Him. But I praise the Lord that we can all come together in such a large number and honor our God in praise. And I'm reminded of a time when I was back home for Christmas. The group got to go home for Christmas, and I went into a coffee shop, and I met an old acquaintance there. And we just started talking casually, and he started to say that he was going to go straight and that he was going to go off drugs. And I thought, wow, this is a cool chance to share the Lord with him. And I began to share with him how he wouldn't have to go through it himself and how God could help him through everything, and he wouldn't have to go through such a hard time, but that he had to have Jesus as a personal friend seeing him through everything that he was going to do, because he did want to make a good go for his life. And while I witnessed to him, and he looked at me kind of funny. He really didn't take in what I said, and I gave him a tract and shared with him a little more, and then I left. And afterward, in the parking lot, I saw him drive by me in his van. And the strangest thing, you know, he had on his rearview mirror, he had a large cross hanging there, and I thought to myself, wow, that's so strange how people can miss and go so far off what is represented in that cross, and how there lie the answer. Or what was represented in there lied the answer to all of his problems. And I don't know where he is now. I'm sure someone sent along the truth to him again. But it's just good to know that the Lord has shown us all the light. And it's even brighter than these two things right here in each eyeball. He's really showed us a lot, and it's really good to be here at a concert. But, you know, it can be more than that for some of you who've never known Christ. It can be a chance for eternity. And that's what I hope it'll be, as I just don't come and... Well, we're not here just to have a concert. We're here to really praise the Lord and to have people's needs met. And if you have a need of Jesus and you've never accepted Him in your life, we really, really hope that you'll consider it, because we can think of nothing better than... Well, only one thing better than going to heaven. That would be bringing someone with us. And we really hope you'll listen to our next song and the message that we bring.
Choose the rocky one or the low.
Savior comes. The road to glory o'er the rocky one. Please decide before the Lord descends. The sweet road to glory o'er the bitter. To glory or the rocky one. Please decide before the Lord descends. The sweet road to glory or the bitter end. Does all of this confound you? Want to understand? Make the choice before you. Your own will or Jesus' plan? Do your choosing, please don't hesitate. Eternity lies in the choice you.
You know, I was thumbing through U.S. News and World Report today, and I found myself getting a little depressed about the world situation. Some of you might be in that area tonight. And I used to thumb through Revelations, the book of Revelations, and I thought the person that wrote it was freaking out. And I couldn't really understand it, especially when they said it's something like apocalyptic literature. And it deals with dreams and of the future. Well, I took a portions of Revelations, and I found that John, he had his critics, I suppose, as much as anyone else. They said he was psychic, that he was a mystic, and he was one of the apostles that managed to stay alive. And he lived to a ripe old age on the isle called Patmos. And my dramatization tonight deals with John on the Isle of Patmos.
I, John, who also am your companion and brother in tribulation, and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos, for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest write in a book. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all their tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues. And he talked with me, saying, Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the New Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein. For the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie. But they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, See thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book. Worship God. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that heareth come. And let him which is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. He which testifieth these things saith, Surely I come quickly. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you very much. About 3 weeks ago, we were down in Fort Worth, Texas. And a call came to me from Nashville, Tennessee, from one of the families of one of the girls in Living Sound. One of our teams is presently in the Orient. At that time, they were in Bangkok, Thailand. The telephone message told me that Barbie Cook's father was going to die, that doctors had given him less than 2 weeks to live. And they wanted to know a phone number where they could reach Barbie, and her father phoned her from the hospital and asked her please to come home because he didn't know how much longer he was going to live and he wanted to see her before he went on. So Barbie flew home from Bangkok, Thailand. In the meantime, we began to pray, because we believe in a God of miracles. All around the country, people who were acquainted with Living Sound were holding up Brother Cook in prayer. We're trusting God for a miracle. And about 1 week after Barbie got back, she phoned me down in Houston. She said, Terry, something's happened. We can't explain it. The doctors can't explain it. But she said, the doctors are telling me that the cancer is leaving my father's body. That was 2 weeks ago. Today he is out of the hospital. He has been pronounced completely whole, completely healed. His attending physician wept as he brought him the news. A doctor that's been his personal physician most of his life. We praise God for that. And we praise God for 15 young people who are laboring faithfully in the vineyards of Jesus Christ in another part of our world. Living Sound has two groups, the one that you're seeing here on this stage tonight and another one overseas. We've committed ourselves continually to a missionary outreach in various parts of our world as the Lord enables us to go. We sent 15 kids from Seattle last November. They landed in, went up into Alaska and across over to Japan through Korea. Christmas Day in the city of Hong Kong, the governor of the city opened the city to them. They gave a special concert there. In Saigon, they sang to thousands of soldiers night after night. They wrote back and told us that many hundreds were responding to the message of Jesus Christ. They also led us to believe that 50% of the soldiers they were singing to would be dead within 30 days because of the mortality rate and the war that still rages in Vietnam tonight. They moved on to Bangkok, Thailand, then on into Singapore. They've just been in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia, a solid Muslim country. And now we received a cable today from them in Indonesia. God is blessing, and we are grateful to God, and we give him the praise for that. Living Sound, if you're going to understand us, is not necessarily a team of young people that presents gospel concerts all the time. A lot of our ministry is spent overseas in missionary evangelism. This group that's on the stage tonight is leaving for Europe in just 2.5 months. We've been invited into many unusual areas. We're going into the southern part of Ireland, which has really not been open to our kind of evangelism ever, as far as I know, for hundreds of years. We're going to minister in many of the Roman Catholic cathedrals of southern Ireland. We've also received an invitation to go back into Poland. We'll be singing again under the auspices of the Roman Catholic Church there for several weeks. Into Yugoslavia for a major crusade on the university campus in Zagreb. Again, a communist country. We're grateful to the Lord for opportunities like this. Before Living Sound comes back to sing their final song, I'd like to tell you a little bit of background for the praise medley. I think one of the most memorable experiences of my life was when we ventured into Poland in the month of October 1972. We had been invited to come and sing by a university group. We didn't know who they were. They just wrote us a letter from out of the blue. We received it. We were traveling in Southern California. They said, we understand you're coming to Europe. Would you please come and perform for us on the university campus in Kraków in southern Poland? So we said, sure, we'd be glad to come. We didn't read Polish, and I didn't know what the stamp on the bottom of the letter said. We arrived there the end of the month of October, the beginning of November, 72. When we rolled into town, we found out that we had been invited to come and sing by the Youth Communist Party. They thought we were a rock group that did strictly rock music, and we were a Jesus group doing Jesus music. But we tell everybody we believe in rock and roll because we're standing on the rock and our names are written on the roll. That's a bit corny, but... We're very uptight, wondering how we could perform that night because the only kind of music we had in our repertoire was gospel. We prayed a lot that day. And I was so uptight, I had a very diplomatic speech on Polish history and how many Poles there are in Chicago and everything else I knew about Copernicus and any other famous man they had in Poland. I wanted to make it diplomatic so I wouldn't tread on anybody's toes or hurt anybody's religious feelings. After three songs, we got up to share and thank God for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Something fell from God upon my heart. I've never really felt anything quite like it. For 12 to 15 minutes, I heard myself explaining the simple core of the gospel message in such straight and strict terms that you couldn't escape it. It came with power. You could have heard a pin drop in that audience. When it was all done, I walked off stage. The kids came back on with a song. Somebody grabbed me by the arm and said, "We want to talk with you," and they hauled me downstairs with a long set of stairs. I'll never forget. We walked into a little room down below, and several young men were seated around a table. First thing they said is, "Why have you come?" I said, "We've come to share Jesus Christ." Most of them spoke through an interpreter, and what they said in essence was, "You're putting us on. We don't believe it." I said, "No, it's true." I said, "You know we could throw you in jail for what you've done tonight?" I said, "I know that." Once again it came back, "Why are you here?" And once again the same response. So after about a half an hour of interrogation, they said, "Well, go on with the music, but we don't want any more talking." I said, "Fine." I didn't bother to explain to them what the anointing of the Holy Spirit could do to a song. We just kept that quiet. By the time we came to the final song, it's the song we're going to perform next. The anointing of the Holy Spirit had fallen upon the kids. Some of them stood with their hands up in the air and the tears running down their faces. I stood at the back and I was weeping. I don't think that audience had ever felt anything like that in their lives. When the song was done, the entire audience was on their feet for 10 minutes. The applause was deafening. We had to come back on and sing an encore. They kept clapping. We had to come back on and sing again. Finally, our voices were shot. We couldn't sing anymore. We were there till 3:30 in the morning leading people to Christ. Tonight, I'd like you to welcome Living Sound back on for a final song. When we come to the final verse of this song, I want you to hear it. I really want you to hear it. God is moving by His Spirit, moving through all of the earth, signs and wonders when God moveth. Move, O Lord, in me. It starts off in a happy mood, and we'd like you to clap along with us. We want you to worship God as we come to the end of it. Would you welcome back Living Sound and the Praise Medley?
Praise Him, praise Him. Praise Him in the morning, praise Him in the good time. Praise Him.
Everybody now
praise Him, praise Him. Praise Him in the morning, praise Him in the good time. Praise Him, praise Him. Praise Him when the sun goes down, goes down, goes down.
Blessed be the name of Jesus.